Well, good evening.
Good evening.
We've been studying, of course, the Battle of Origins. We talk about evolution versus creation. This particular lesson, we're going to be talking about the age of the earth. We noticed earlier that the Bible says that God created everything in 6 days. That included man being created on the sixth day. So at the very beginning of creation, man has always been here. Evolutionists, on the other hand, say that the earth and the universe is billions of years old, and that man is a latecomer. He's only been here a few million years. So they both can't be true. One is that they all had to be here at the beginning, or as the evolutionists say, spread out over millions of years. We noticed that two weeks ago, that there are many things that we can learn from the Bible. One of the things that we can do is look at the age of the earth. The Bible doesn't tell us an exact date. It doesn't come out and say the earth is so many thousands of years old. But it comes close. God gives us clues that we can look at and go by and kind of get an idea, or at least a pretty close estimate, on how old the earth is. We have seen that the Bible clearly states that the earth and everything in it, including mankind, were created in 6 literal days. Now, since we know that mankind has been here on earth since its beginning, we can find the age of the earth and we can find out how long man has been here. So, ever how long man's been here, that's how long the earth has been here. But the question is, can we really do that? And if so, how? Well, you remember a few weeks ago, I asked you about your favorite passages. Everybody said they had a favorite, at least one favorite passage, maybe several. But nobody said that the genealogies were their favorite passages. But the genealogies is where we get this information. Genealogies are important for several reasons. We had noted this before earlier in this particular lesson. One is to show the lineage of Jesus. God had told us in Genesis 3:15 that he was going to send a Savior. He didn't say it that many words, but that's what he was pointing to. From the seed of woman would come someone who would defeat Satan. Of course, that's Jesus. And so God had to follow that lineage down through the ages. It's also for historical accuracy. We can look back and see Abraham. We can see his descendants and so on, 12 tribes of Israel. Also to confirm prophecy. A lot of prophecies were made concerning events that were going to happen in the future, maybe for a certain family, for a certain person. And then also to show a timeline or chronology from Adam to Jesus. And that part is what we're interested in, is the chronology. Let's look at the chronologies or genealogies from the timeline of chronology point of view. This is what we're going to look at. I want you to get your Bibles. We're going to read a little bit. Part of this has to do with the genealogies. We're going to begin in Genesis chapter 4, finish that chapter, and go on to chapter 5. As I said, I know these aren't the most important or most interesting things to read, but we want to look at this to kind of give us a basis or understanding. In Genesis chapter 4, beginning of verse 16, it says, "Then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Enoch. And he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. And to Enoch was born Irad, and Irad Methuselah. Methuselah begat Methuselah. Methuselah begat Lamech. Then Lamech took for himself two wives. The name of one was Adah, and the other, the second, was Zillah. And Adah bore Jabal, and he was the father of those who dwell in tents and have livestock. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all those who played the harp and flute. As for Zillah, she also bore Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every craftsman in bronze and iron, and was the sister of Tubal-Cain, was Naamah. Then Lamech said to his wives, Adam and Zillah, hear my voice. Wives of Lamech, listen to my speech, for I have killed a man for wounding me, even a young man for hurting me. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, then Lamech 77-fold. It says, Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son and named him Seth. For God has appointed another seed for me instead of Abel, whom Cain killed. As for Seth, to him also a son was born, and his name was Enosh. Then men began to call on the name of the Lord. Now this is the book of the genealogy of Adam. And the day that God created man, he made them in the likeness of God. He created them male and female, and blessed them, and called them mankind in the day that they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, named Seth. And after he begat Seth, the days of Adam was 800 years, and he had sons and daughters. So all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Seth lived 105 years and begat Enosh. After he begat Enosh, Seth lived 807 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. Enosh lived 90 years and begat Canaan. And after he begat Canaan, Enosh lived 815 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. Canaan lived 70 years and begat Methuselah. And after he begat Methuselah, Canaan lived 840 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. Methuselah lived 65 years and begat Jared. After he begat Jared, Methuselah lived 830 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Methuselah were 895 years, and he died. Jared lived 162 years and begat Enoch. And after he begat Enoch, Jared lived 800 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. After he begat Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. And after he begat Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. Lamech lived 182 years and had a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, "This one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed." After he begat Noah, Lamech lived 595 years, and he had sons and daughters. So all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. One of the things that you notice as you read through that, not only talking about the ages and how long they lived, but it also told you how old they were when they had their male child. So by following that chronology, again, we can come to a pretty close estimate of how old the earth is. I want us to look at this next graph or chart, whatever you want to call it. Here's part of the lineage. Starts with Adam. He lived to be 930 years. And you can see the different ages. The numbers at the end is the year that it was after creation. In other words, Seth died 1,042 years after creation. And you notice that they're kind of stepped, and they're stepped because that gives you the age of the father when he had that son. So we can determine. If you figure zero when Adam was created, he lived 930 years. Another thing that's interesting is that you look at Lamech, which was the father of Noah. He's a ninth generation from Adam. Adam was still alive. So Lamech, the father of Noah, could actually talk to probably Adam and Eve and say, what was it like in the garden? And why did you mess everything up? No. But it is interesting. There's history, thousands of years of history right there. Notice off to the left, it has Cain's lineage. Enoch, Irad, right on down the line. There God doesn't give us any dates, doesn't tell us how old they were when they had children, doesn't tell us how long they lived. It just shows us a little bit about Cain and his lineage for a short period of time. Notice there in verse, I think it's 16, when it begins there in chapter 4. There's two comparisons or two ways that Cain's described as opposed to Seth. It says, verse 4 or verse 16 in chapter 4, then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. Where it says that Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, what does that mean? Okay, he got kicked out. He was cursed. But it's also a way of saying Cain didn't follow God. He didn't stay in the presence of God. His family was not righteous. They left God. That's what it's saying. And verse 26, and as for Seth, to him also a son was born, and he named him Enosh. Then men began to call on the name of the Lord. So we see there the difference between the two different lineages. One, for the most part, followed God. The other one, Cain, left. And so here God begins to separate them as far as lineage is concerned. He's not concerned about Cain's lineage. He's interested in Adam, Seth, Enosh, Canaan, right up down the line. To now we're at Noah. But it is interesting, like I said, you can look at this chart and see who was alive when somebody else was born. Noah, I can't see there from this part if he could have seen, talked to Seth. I think Seth had died right before that. But he could have talked to everybody else except for Enoch. Enoch had been translated or taken up by God into heaven, so he couldn't talk to him. But here you've got a family that's got all this history. Hundreds, thousands of years of history. And you can talk to them directly. But while we're here, every time we go through a class like this, people ask several questions. But one of them is, where did Cain get his wife? So let's look at that for a moment. We're going to take a little side trip, leave the genealogies just for a little bit. God created both male and female on day 6 of the creation week. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. The very next verse. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. So this is what God told Adam and Eve. Be fruitful and multiply. And along with that, people have again asked a question, how long were Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden? We don't know for sure. God doesn't tell us specifically. But what can we gather from that? If God had commanded them to be fruitful and multiply, what does that mean?
More than just those three sons.
Well, they would have had children. in the garden. But that didn't happen. They didn't have any children in the garden. So it doesn't sound like Adam and Eve was in the garden very long. We don't know the exact time, but they didn't have children there. Cain and Abel weren't born in the garden. Then they had Cain and Abel. They actually had Seth. Then it says Adam had other sons and daughters. It doesn't tell us how many. He just had probably several. You know, if you're 130 years old when you start having children and you live to be 930, chances are you probably had more than half a dozen. Then God saw everything that he had made. Indeed, it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Then God says, thus the heavens and the earth and all the host in them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work which he had done. So what happened after day six? Was there more creation going on? No. It was finished. It was done. It was good. God rested. And that rested just means he ceased. It doesn't mean he was tired and had to kick up his feet and he was wore out. So we see that God made both Adam and Eve on day six, and no other people were created. Only Adam and Eve were in the garden. There were only two people on the earth at that time, and God told them to be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it. And as we know, Adam and Eve had two sons, Cain and Abel. Cain killed Abel, and then they had another son, Seth. As we read there in Genesis chapter 5, it said, this is the book of the genealogy of Adam. In the day that God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. He created them male and female and blessed them and called them mankind in the day that they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begot his son in his own likeness after his image and named him Seth. After he begat Seth, the days of Adam were 800 years and he had sons and daughters. Again, doesn't tell us how many. So all the days that Adam lived were 930 years and he died. So this is the only people on the earth. Adam and Eve were created. We know they had Cain and Abel. Cain is dead. So they had Seth. But they also had other sons and daughters. There are no other people on the earth. Since God only created two people, Adam and Eve, and they had children, who was Cain's wife? His sister. It's the only answer you can come up with. There wasn't another race of people that God created. Of those daughters that came to Adam and Eve, Cain married one of them. It's the only explanation. And I know we kind of cringe at that, but that's the way it was. Well, that's possible. Yeah, as far as how down the line. But again, you're going back to the idea of it doesn't seem like these events took all that long. But it was a family member anyway, but likely it was a sister. The first generation. It wasn't some girl he found in another country someplace. This was his family. God had made mankind perfect. There were no genetic defects at this time, so there was no physical reason that you could not have children with a close relative. That's one of the reasons that we don't do it today, because we have defects. And if you marry somebody close, those defects carry on pretty easy. Mankind married sisters and brothers and other family members for a long time. Close relations. At the time of Noah, the earth was reduced from millions of people to just eight. Noah, his wife, three sons, and their wives. So where did those kids get their mates? After the flood, Noah's family was told much like Adam and Eve. So God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Now the sons of Noah who went out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. These three were the sons of Noah, and from these the whole earth was populated. So, Shem, Ham, and Japheth had their wives, but then their children had to have wives or husbands. Where'd they come from? Could have been sisters, could have been cousins. Remember, Abraham's wife was his half-sister. And Abraham said, remember, he's going through Gerar, and King Abimelech, they came to that particular city, and Abraham was afraid that he was going to be killed because Sarah was so beautiful. So he told the king, and says, this is my sister. Well, he was kind of telling the truth. He forgot to tell him that, oh, it's also my wife. So King Abimelech took Sarah and was going to take her for a wife. Well, that night, God came to him in a vision and said, no. the lady that you took is the prophet's wife. And of course, he says, well, I didn't know that. Didn't mean no harm. And God says, that's why I'm telling you. You give her back to Abraham. Abraham said, because I thought surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will kill me on account of my wife. But indeed, she is truly my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife. So even Abraham, his wife Sarah, they were half brothers and sisters. It wasn't until about 400 years later, during the time of Moses, that God set forth a command not to marry close relatives, if you read about in Leviticus chapter 8 or 18, verse 6 through 18. And I'm not going to read all of that, but I'll read the first part of it. None of you shall approach anyone who is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. The nakedness of your father, the nakedness of your mother, nor shall you uncover. She is your mother, you shall not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of your father's wife, you shall not uncover it. The nakedness of your sister, the daughter of your father, or the daughter of your mother, whether born at home or elsewhere, their nakedness you shall not uncover. The nakedness of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter, their nakedness you shall not uncover, for theirs is their own nakedness. And he goes on there for several verses talking about who they're not supposed to have sexual relations with. But this is the first time that God had set forth those stipulations. So part of this, in the early part, like I said, one of the reasons that these people lived so long before the flood was because they were genetically pure to start off with. And we will talk about more of that when we get to the flood of Noah, but I believe, and the evidence kind of points to it, that even the environment was pure and pristine. You don't have the troubles that we have today. So they lived for a long time. So the genetic defects really weren't a problem until later on. And that's when God says, okay, we've got to cut out these kind of relationships. So where did Cain get his wife? Own family. There is no other place he could have gone. So let's go back to the genealogies and chronologies. Genealogy show the lineage, the ancestry from person to person. The Bible uses this to show the unfolding of God's redemptive plan of salvation through the seed of Abraham to God's son, Jesus Christ. That's the lineage from Adam to Jesus. And so the Jews were meticulous in keeping genealogies, keeping the timeline. Of course, God had them do that, but that was one of the things that they really prided themselves in. That way they knew who belonged to what tribe. They knew a lot of people's lineage, not just the lineage from Adam to Jesus, but they kept their own little tribes. They kept lineages. But the one that God's mainly interested in is the one from Adam to Jesus. And that's the one we have records of. Chronologies give us a timeline for the genealogies by giving us the age of the father when the son was born. And that's important. Again, you go back to Adam, we're told he was 130 years when Seth was born. And then Seth, I forgot how old he was when he had his first male born child, and right down the line. So in that graph that we had, you can see right down the line how many years it was from the time of creation to the time these people died, or from the time that their children were born. God didn't have to include the age of the father when the son was born, but he did And with that information, we can build a timeline. I believe this is one of the reasons God put it there. Again, he didn't have to. He could have just said, Adam begat Seth, and that's the end of that. And we wouldn't know. But he pinpoints it for us. And there has to be a reason for that. Those who believe in an old earth argue that the genealogies cannot be used as a timeline to determine how long mankind has been on the earth because they contain huge gaps. If you ever have studied chronology a little bit and tried to come up with an age of the earth, this is one of the arguments that most people come up with. There's gaps in the genealogies. Well, is there? And if so, how big are they? We do have different genealogy lists in the Bible that are not listed exactly the same. For example, when Matthew lists his, he took the liberty to list his genealogy in three groups of 14. He made a couple of omissions just to keep it 14, 14, 14. But how do we know he left some out? Because the Bible and other genealogies fill them in for us. Therefore, there really are no gaps. However, as we will see, there are very few places, even if there were gaps, that you could place any type of gap in there. And they would be of little significance in the outcome of the timeline, as we'll see. Remember, the Bible is speaking in terms of a few thousand years on earth. And mankind has been in existence on earth since that time. Where the evolutionists say that man has only been here for a few million years out of a few billion years that the universe has been in existence. No matter how hard you try, you cannot stretch the genealogy of the Bible into millions of years. Just can't be done. Even if you left out, say, two generations in the genealogies, those two generations isn't going to equal a few billion or a few million years. As we consider how long man has been here on earth, let's begin by asking some questions. The first one. Approximately how many years has it been from our present time to the time of Jesus? 2,000 years. What year is this? Almost 18. So it's been about 2,000 years from the time of Jesus to now. And nobody's really going to argue that. Our calendars are based upon his birth. They may be off 3 or 4 years. But that's close enough for 2,000 years to be, who cares about the 3 or 4 years? So it's been about 2,000 years from the time of Jesus to now. Okay, approximately how many years was it from Jesus back to Abraham? Any idea? And again, even proven by history. Again, you might be off a little bit, but approximately, as Don was giving me the signals back there, whatever, 2,000 years. So from today to Jesus, it's been 2,000 years. From Jesus back to Abraham, about 2,000 years. Few today would argue that it's been about 2,000 years from now back to Jesus. Also, few would argue from the time of Jesus back to Abraham is also 2,000 years because it can be historically verified. So far, we have present to Jesus 2,000 years, Jesus to Abraham 2,000 years. So the question is, how long was it from Abraham back to Adam? We know that Adam was the first man. The Bible is plain with that, clear with that. We read that in Genesis. Jesus even talked about Adam, the beginning of the creation, mankind at the creation. So Adam has been here since the creation. So how long has it been from Adam to Abraham? That's the question. And so it was written, the first man, Adam, became a living being, 1 Corinthians 15:45. Jesus said, but from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female, Mark 10:6. Whoops, went too far. Since mankind has been on earth from the beginning of creation, we can tell the relative age of the earth if we know the length of time from Abraham back to Adam. This is where most of the controversy comes in concerning the age of the earth, because this information is not found in secular history. You only get it from the Bible. Remember, the earliest records of civilization that had been recorded by man were destroyed in the flood. You know, we don't know exactly what occurred from the time of Adam to the flood. We know that the people were intelligent. They were smart. Did they write down history? We don't know. They probably wrote some things down. But also, as we noticed, a lot of it was verbal history. I mean, when Lamech, the father of Noah, actually talked to Adam, you know, you just go to Adam and ask him a question. But there probably was some kind of written history. But whatever was there, it was destroyed. All that knowledge was gone. And it all came down to Noah, his wife, and three sons, and their wives. So a lot of knowledge was lost during the flood. By using the Bible, we can gather information that will give us the approximate time from Abraham back to Adam. First, we have noted that few people would argue there's been 2,000 years since the birth of Jesus. Our calendar is based on this fact. Luke 3 records the genealogy from Jesus back to Abraham. This involves 2,000 years, 55 generations. It can also be shown through secular history and archaeology. That's approximately 2,000 years from Jesus back to Abraham. The only place we can go to learn about the length of time from Abraham back to Adam is God's Word. That's it. The only record we have. And a lot of people that, of course, don't believe in the Bible, they're not going to accept that. But we know it to be true. God's Word tells us that there were only 20 generations between Abraham and Adam. 20 generations. Now our chart looks something like this. Present to Jesus was 2,000 years. Jesus to Abraham's 2,000 years, and what we know now is Abraham back to Adam was 20 generations. Don't know the years yet, but we know it was only 20 generations. Of course, the generations, they lived long. All we have to do now is fill in the number of years it was between Adam and Abraham, and we'll have the approximate age of the earth. Since the genealogies in Genesis 5 and 11 provide the ages of the fathers at the time of the birth of their sons, it becomes a simple matter of math to determine the number of years involved between Adam and Abraham. That's the reason I read chapter 5. We didn't read chapter 11. But it tells you, Adam, zero when he was created. He was 130 years old when he had Seth. Seth was like 75 years. Had his child, right down the line. So you just keep adding those years, right down the line. Notice the next chart. Kind of like the one we just looked at, a little bit different. But here's all the generations from Adam to Abraham. 20. Now the numbers on the left, Adam, zero. Zeth, 130. That's 130 years after creation, Zeth had a son. Enos had a son. 200 and, I can't read it very well from back here. 235 years from the time of creation. All the way to Lamech had Noah at 1,056 years after creation. Just take the numbers. That's all you got to do. Adam. So about what year was it when Abraham was born after creation? 1,948 years. That's roughly what? 2,000 years. And we know it's been 4,000 years from the time of Abraham to now. There you can look at it. Seth was 105 when he had Enosh. Enosh was 90. Canaan was 70, 65, 162, 65, 187, 182. Noah was 502 when he had Shem. Now, at the end of chapter 5, it just says that Noah was 500 years and he had Shem, Ham, and Japheth. He didn't have all three of those in one year, and they weren't triplets. So the Bible is just saying he started at 500 and started having these three children. We do know in Genesis chapter 11, verse 10, it tells us Shem was 100 years old when he fathered, however you pronounce that name, Arphaxad, 2 years after the flood. So if Shem was 100 years old when he fathered his son, and it was 2 years after the flood, that meant that Noah was 502 when he had Shem. But we know that. And then from Shem right down the line, you can again just add these numbers. The ages of the father when they had the children. So Terah, 70, had Abram. These genealogies is found in Luke chapter 3. So anyway, 1,948 years equals approximately 2,000 years from Adam to Abraham. Now our chart looks like this. Present to Jesus, 2,000 years. Jesus to Abraham, 2,000 years. Abraham to Adam, 2,000 years. That brings us to a total of 6,000 years for the age of the earth in round numbers. And that's a far cry to millions, billions of years. A far cry. So you can see why evolutionists don't believe this. Could evolution, even by their own estimation, by their own writings, it could not happen in 6,000 years. But if you believe the Bible, the earth is only about 6,000 years old. Any questions, comments? Yeah. Yeah.
You know, God's timing in all this is kind of the universe is really unbelievable.
Another thing that we will look at in our lesson on Noah, go back to the other chart, that one. Notice the date of the flood. When was that? 1,656 years after creation. And again, like I said, we'll look at that when we get to the lesson number 9, dealing with the flood. But again, you can pinpoint the time of the flood. 1,656 years from creation, the flood occurred. It's also the year that Methuselah died. It doesn't say whether he died before or during the flood. We just know that's the year that he died. But anyway, to me, that's interesting. I enjoy looking at that.
Yes, it's interesting.
Enoch, what was that, 987 years after creation, God took him up to heaven. Almost 1,000 years after the earth was created. So anyway, there you can look and see how far, how the time the people had their children, how far that was from creation. Also when they died, how far out that was. Abraham died around 21-23. About 2,000 years after Adam was created. And then also look at Abraham and the people that were still alive when he was born. Several of them. Nahor may have been about the only one, maybe Eber or Peleg, I guess it's Peleg. A lot of generations, they could talk to one another, learn a lot of history. So how many people already knew this? Or had an idea? Okay. Some of you, it's kind of new, isn't it? But this is what the Bible says. Again, you can go back to Abraham. That's secular. That's historical. 4,000 years ago. So the only thing you've got to figure out, Abraham back to Adam. And the Bible tells us. I mean, it pinpoints it right down the line. You just keep... That's right. Yeah. Tubal Cain, we're talking about Cain's lineage. I mean, he says he was an instructor. So that meant, you know, they'd already been doing that stuff. God gave them the knowledge. Adam, he was the only person here. He had nobody to go to ask. So God gave him vast amounts of knowledge. It's just too bad they chose to use it, for most part, for bad. Because what about today? Look at the knowledge we have. Most people use it not for glorifying God, that's for sure. Yeah, they're very smart people. But anyway, the earth is about 6,000 years old. Yes, the age of the earth is around 6,000 years, but it does not satisfy a lot of people. They still want an old earth. They say there are gaps in the genealogy, so they can't be trusted to give us the age of the earth. As I mentioned, there are a couple of places where the New Testament adds a name that we didn't have there in the Old Testament. I think in only one case. But again, even if there was two generations that were completely missing, completely gone, that we didn't have a record of, would that really change the fact that the earth is about 6,000 years old? No, it wouldn't. But where would you put those gaps? Even if you had gaps. As we've seen, there are no gaps between now and the time of Jesus. That's a given. There can also be no gaps between Jesus and the time of Abraham, for it's proven through secular history. So the only place left for any gaps is in those 20 generations between Abraham and Adam, if there is any. Yet we will notice that there are not actually 20 generations available for there to be any gaps. What do I mean by that? Well, Jude tells us something interesting in verses 14 and 15. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." Notice the first part of that verse. What does it say? Enoch, the seventh, from Adam. So we know, even when we looked at our lineage earlier, Enoch was the seventh generation. Jude coming along through inspiration and saying, Enoch, seventh from Adam. So we know the first seven are correct. There is no gaps. Same thing.
Wouldn't you agree that another reason for the silence is because even for the people that first read Genesis, that's an old God having kids.
Now, some of those people that had kids were, 182, 187 before they had any. I think they would have wised up before then. Yes?
What information do evolutionists use to try to prove that the Earth is older than 6,000 years? Or is that something you're going to have later on?
Well, it goes back to geology is what they basically base that on. Their carbon dating, those type of things. But as we mentioned, and we're going to talk about it again a little bit later, there is the doctrine of apparent age. And we've talked about this already. When God created, say at the end of the first week, day 7, if scientists had come along with their little radiocarbon dating and all that kind of stuff, would it had showed that the Earth was only 7 days old? Oh, why? It was created full grown, mature. Remember we talked about the North Star. How many light years away is the light from the North Star? About 400 years. But yet the stars is already being seen by Adam and Eve. So they didn't have to wait for those light from those stars to get here. God created it already there. The big redwood trees out in California, were they just a little bitty seedling? No. They were full grown, mature. So if you cut that tree down, it would have showed hundreds of years old when it was only 1 week old. So it throws off all of their carbon dating. And so even though they tried to say that the Earth is millions or billions of years old, all of their procedures that they use they're thrown off because they have to assume so much. Even radiation, radiation decays at a certain rate. So they take that decay and work itself backwards. But they're assuming that it was the same when God created it. If they had taken that carbon dating, and even try to reverse it again, it'd been off, even at 1 week. So they have to assume this stuff. Okay, we'll talk about this again next week. I appreciate your time, your attention. And just remember, the Earth is only a few thousand years old, not millions and billions.